Second Chronicles chapter 8. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, in which Solomon had built the house of Yahweh and his own house, that the cities which Huram had restored to Solomon, Solomon built them and caused the children of Israel to dwell there. And Solomon went to Hamath-zobah and prevailed against it. And he built Tadmor in the wilderness and all the store cities which he built in Hamath. And also he built Beth-oron the upper and Beth-oron the lower, fenced cities with walls and gates and bars. And Baalath in all the store cities that Solomon had, and all the chariot cities, and the cities of the horsemen, and all that Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem and in Lebanon, and throughout all the land of his dominion. As for all the people that were left of the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which were not of Israel, but of their children who were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel did not consume, them did Solomon make to pay tribute to this day. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make not any servants for his work, but they were men of war, and chief of his captains, and captains of his chariots and horsemen. And these were the chief of King Solomon's officers, 250, that bore rule over the people. And Solomon brought up the daughter of Pharaoh out of the city of David to the house that he had built for her. For he said, My wife will not dwell in the house of David, king of Israel, because the places are holy, unto which the ark of Yahweh has come. And then Solomon offered burnt offerings to Yahweh on the altar of Yahweh which he had built before the porch, even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandment of Moses on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feasts, 3 times in the year, even in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And he appointed, according to the order of David his father, the courses of the priests to their service, and the Levites to their charges, to praise and minister before the priests, as the duty of every day required. The porters also by their courses at every gate, for so had David the man of Yahweh commanded. And they departed not from the commandment of the king to the priests and Levites concerning any matter, or concerning the treasures. Now all the work of Solomon was prepared to the day of the foundation of the house of Yahweh, and until it was finished. And so the house of Yahweh was perfected. And then Solomon went to Ezion-Geber, and to Eloth, at the seaside in the land of Edom. And Huram sent him by the hands of his servants ships, and servants that had knowledge of the sea. And they went with the servants of Solomon to Ophir, and took from there 450 talents of gold, and brought them to King Solomon. End of chapter.